Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guests today are Nathan, Chad, and Liz here from Hippie Fiasco. First of all, thanks guys for taking some time out to chat.
Absolutely. Our pleasure.
Well, first of all, take a second here and kind of introduce yourselves and your guys' role in the whole fiasco as it is, and then tell us what exactly a Hippie Fiasco is.
Hi, I'm Liz Bunny, and I'm a business model. Work merch and flair.
Two very, very important things. And that's only the beginning of our duties, but that's the official job description.
I'm Chad Galactic, and I am the road manager, and I do a lot.
Again, only the beginning of the official job description. And I'm Nathan Moore, and I'm the folk singer, the musician, and that's pretty much all of my duties, my official description. That's the end of my responsibilities.
For your editor.
Oh, yeah. I'm also the geek. The resident geek that actually likes figuring out all this technology.
So tell us, what exactly is a Hippie Fiasco?
Well, Hippie Fiasco, the origin of it was last year. I flew out to play a festival, and Chad picked me up at the airport, and we went and played the festival. And I was supposed to just play the festival and then fly right back home. And I was supposed to get paid well, and I flew out all the way to California for the festival. And when we got there, the festival had gone bankrupt and nobody got paid. And it was pretty legitimately could be described as a hippie fiasco. And I forget who even said it first. But I was supposed to get on a red eye and fly home, but I'd paid all this money to get out there, and then I didn't get paid, and something just clicked, and Chad and I almost simultaneously, and we canceled my flight home. We got our hotel room in Red Bluff, California, an extra day, and launched a week-long tour that we called Hippie Fiasco Rides Again, an effort to recoup my losses. And what ensued was the most magical week of my life. I've been touring for about 20 years, and especially since the last few years that I've been just doing the solo folk singer thing more and more, I'd never really had a very exciting solo tour. I'd had lucrative ones or promising ones, things like that, but nothing that was just really vibrating and exciting. And Hippie Fiasco, the first day this guy was at the show and said, come back to my place, I make t-shirts. And he made us a Hippie Fiasco t-shirt. But after the first gig, the second gig, someone showed up with the most amazing posters I'd ever seen. So already, like, the level of participation and us all sort of telling this story. I mean, the idea was that life had given us a lemon, and we set out to make lemonade from it, and everybody got it. Everybody understood, and everybody helped turn the lemon into this batch of lemonade that changed our lives. So I had a tour coming up this year a couple months ago with ALO, and Chad and Liz were my crew, and we left a week after that to do Fiasco, which was just let's not book any gigs, we'll just Fiasco and see who calls us, and we'll do spontaneous gigs. And we did that week, and it was fun, but it didn't have that, it wasn't bubbling like the first one. It wasn't, we realized that the problem was that we didn't actually have a lemon. We'd just gotten done doing this fun tour with ALO, and we were just hanging out playing cool shows for a week, and it wasn't really a lemon. And that's when we decided to set up for 4 months into America completely spontaneously in a Suburban with 330-some thousand miles on it and not a single gig booked. And at the same time, we started webcasting our shows and realized that it was possible to do it 24/7. So we on every level, we decided to bite off more than we could chew. And here we are.
And how has the journey been so far? I know you said that the first week went pretty successful, but how is this 4 month journey going?
Well, we've been out for a month and a half now, and it's been amazing, actually. There's so many things that are going on. We're encouraging people to bring their instruments to the shows to form what we're calling the Morchestra, to play along with me and to fulfill the sounds I hear in my head when I write a lot of songs. I write and I hear symphonies and choirs and rhythms and all these things in my head. So we've been encouraging the audience to try to become the Morchestra. And on so many levels, what's happening and what's unfolding, and the level of participation that we're asking for is huge, but the level of participation that's coming back at us is even bigger than we expected. The fact that we're doing this stream 24/7 has created realities I didn't even know existed in terms of people traveling with us and communicating with us every step of the way, to the point where I'll be writing a song and someone will throw in a good line. And I've been collaborating with strangers, and like, just there's so many levels of things that are going on that's pretty mind-blowing.
And can you talk a little bit about how kind of a fiasco gets set up? And basically, you're coming here to Knoxville early next month. How did that come about for you to come here to Marion County and visit us in the area?
Why don't I turn it over to the road manager, Chad Galactic, here. He's been fielding all the requests, and he runs the hotline and all that.
What really happens, as Nathan pointed out, we're only going to places that we're called, and the way that that happens is somebody is either aware of Nathan or becomes aware of Hippie Fiasco or is what they call themselves the creepers on our webcast or recommended to them by a friend or a friend of a friend or a family member. And what they do is they acclimate themselves to what we're doing, go to our website, which is hippiefiasco.com, H-I-P-P-Y. It's actually the spelling of the guy's name. And they go to that page and they click on Host a Fiasco and they fill out a request form. And we review the request forms here, and anything that sounds like it's going to be super fun and epic, we really try to get onto our radar and build it into our trajectory. And, you know, I can't specifically know exactly how the one happened in Knoxville, but the request came in. It was obviously good enough that we thought that it would be fun for everybody involved, you know, from, you know, us to the people who are hosting it and the people who are going to be attending.
And is it safe to say that because the tour is going this way, you're going to towns that you might not have if it was a traditional tour, and being able to reach out to people that maybe wouldn't have heard of Nathan's work or things of that sort otherwise?
Well, that, I mean, it's an interesting thing. I mean, typically I think that would be the right answer. I think if we had sat down and penned this tour out, I don't think we would have been coming to Knoxville. But because Michael was aware of us and called us there, it makes great sense that we go there. And I think that that's the magic of what we're doing.
Very cool. Well, we got to wrap things up. Is there anything else you guys would like to add before we head into the event? Like I said, here coming up pretty soon.
My music's really easy to get a hold of. I stream my entire life's work for free. Everything except for my latest record, Dear Puppeteer, is streaming for free at nathanmoore.org. And you can get there through the Hippie Fiasco website. So it's really easy to explore me, YouTube me or whatever, and find out what I'm about as a musician. And if the music resonates with you, then let's get it on. Let's do it.
Very cool.
And if anybody wants to kind of catch our drift, our vibe, what we're putting out there, they can watch us live 24/7 until Independence Day at hippiefiasco.com. And it's really easy to do and really easy to participate and play along with us as we travel. You know, we hope that a lot of you will come out and see us live, but also see us, you know, while you're home and you're lazy boy eating your chips.
Come ride with us.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a real perspective on what goes on a tour.
Very cool. Well, thanks guys for taking some time out, and I hope things continue to go well, and we'll see you here in Knoxville shortly.
I cannot wait. Thank you so much for taking the time, too. Have a great day.
You too. Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIAKRLS.